This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Americans and Westerners have been more free than other nations because we were willing to fight for basic human freedom, and we didn't have pure monopolies. We started breaking those up 560 years ago or so. That's why the globalists, who are monopoly men and mainly Europeans, seek to pull up the ladder that's made the technology and the wealth that's helped the planet. Many wonderful cultures around the world, but the most impoverished, collapsing, barbarous, anti-politically correct countries in the world are now being brought in and told, keep your culture. The West has to give its laissez-faire, open culture up. For the rest of this segment and the next, as Paul Watson held for 20 minutes earlier while I was ranting, I'm going to shut up and give my eloquent colleague the floor. Paul, spend 4 minutes on what's coming up. You will host the next 12 minutes because I want you to lay all your intel out. But I mean, do you not feel in your bones the ancient feeling of being overwritten, being enslaved, being conquered with these globalist socialists smacking their lips? I mean, does it not physically animate you?
Well, precisely, because the only countries that get, you know, mass multiculturalism imposed on them of white Western countries. It's racist not to celebrate the cultures of other countries, but it's also racist to celebrate your own culture. In fact, in Sweden, they basically now say that if you don't embrace these other cultures, if you do celebrate your own inherent culture, that's racist. People have been charged with hate crimes for being critical of Islam. Also in the UK, Paul Weston, the leader of Liberty GB, he was arrested on the street for reading out a Winston Churchill quote. You've got Tommy Robinson, who's basically the British version of Pamela Geller, merely planning to attend a meeting about having a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest, put back in prison by police to prevent him from doing that. So merely, you know, the thought crime of planning to offend Muslims gets you scooped up by the police. And then again, look at what's happening in Germany. There's a school in Germany that's situated right next to a migrant camp. The head teacher wrote a letter to the parents of the teenage girls at that school saying, you're not allowed to wear miniskirts because that might offend the migrants and lead to them attacking you and raping you. So again, we have to adapt to them. They don't have to adapt to us. And these barbarous behaviors, which you talked about in the last segment, are going to be imposed upon us. And there's, in fact, people on Twitter contacting me today saying, yeah, I live in Germany. My family says they're telling the teen girls there at schools not to wear shorts because they might offend migrants that are moving into to the area. So, again, it's all about their culture being imposed on us. And literally, there are German politicians saying, you know, that the Nazis didn't have enough children. Now the German people are dying out, as if that's a good thing. As if that's a reason why they need to admit 800,000 more migrants into the country. So, again, going back to the major point is European citizens have spent the last 2 years voting against mass immigration. We've seen it in Sweden, Denmark, the United Kingdom, and other countries. Again, threatening the power base of the European Union. So they rejected mass multiculturalism on a widespread basis, and it was even rejected by people like Cameron and Merkel 2-3 years ago.
So the EU just blows up the Middle East.
Back door.
So the Middle East.
Via this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm saying they bring it in via the back door, via this migrant crisis, which has been launched on photo ops that are completely misleading, which we can talk about after the break. And now 90% of the individuals in some of these areas that are coming in from these migrant countries claim they're Syrian. 90% of them don't have documents to prove that they're Syrian. So God knows how many of these individuals aren't even legitimate Syrian migrants in the first place. If it's not a majority now, it seems to become a majority. now they've rolled out the red carpet. So you had the ISIS threat a few days ago. European citizens being frisked in airports every single day.
Stay there, Paul. Paul can't hear me. That's what's happening. We're going to come back with Paul. This is Key Intel.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I have been very honestly upset and hyperbolic today on air. Because I'm normal. I have been incredibly upset by watching the globalists clearly launch a worldwide offensive against families, against private wealth, against private property, and against justice, and candy coat the cyanide pill as sweet and cute political correctness. The West went in the last 5 years, destabilized Africa, destabilized the Middle East, tried to kick out our allies in Egypt, tried to take down Assad, took out Gaddafi, Saudi Arabia funded a radical jihad invasion to radicalize the entire area. Al-Qaeda 2 months ago said, all over the news, we pulled the articles up last hour, we're going to send 500,000, quote, migrants, using the political correct term, to your countries, and inside of them send jihadists. Then when they attack, which they started doing, those Western countries can take the general public's liberties at checkpoints and at the TSA-style facilities in the name of protecting you. And now we just showed the headlines last hour, German newspapers, don't wear shorts or miniskirts in public. You may make the migrants unhappy. Oh, these people that are here illegally, that are carjacking things and taking over ferries and trucks and raping and killing people. Oh, you don't like it that my wife's wearing a short skirt? Go to hell. Oh, you don't see, and it's the left pushing all this. Oh, be inclusive. Give up your rights because you hurt someone else. And they know if they can tell us, don't say the word boy or girl or father or mother or husband and wife. See, first a few years ago, it was in government documents. Now it's in colleges. It's in schools. And it's in colleges now. If you say, yeah, my wife and I are going to dinner tonight. Whoa, that might hurt somebody. You say the word wife because you have a wife. You're bad. And you go, who are these people living in the lap of luxury, the lap of laissez-faire liberalism? True liberalism that lets them live like this, saying you're going to accept radical Muslims in your town because they hate the West. The socialists have combined with giant third world populations, same thing's happening here with open borders, to bring the country and the world down. This is a set plan. And I want to play the clip from the article that's up on drudgereport.com, Paul Joseph Watson's article. Of course, originates at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And there's other videos. Muslim refugees arriving in Europe makes cut the throat to the cameraman. There's this crazed look of hate. And then we have the other video. Muslim refugees chant Allah Akbar, F you, attack citizens, throw feces. This is it. And if they can get millions of illegals here a year and millions into Europe, 800,000 so far this year in Germany alone, the sky is the bloody limit. And it's not just bring in people and then put them on welfare. It's say to the public, you must submit to them. Now, let's go ahead. And again, it's like this weird, twisted, radical Islamic thing with a socialist icing where they're all entitled and angry and you're going to give me everything. It's so sick. Let's go ahead now and go to this clip of them screaming Allah Akbar, and the cuss words are been cut out. Here it is. Another one of a large crowd saying it and F-bombs and F everybody and throwing feces, but we can't play it because there's so many F-words that it would just be unintelligible. It'd be beep, 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 beep if we did this. But imagine in major cities, hundreds of thousands in your town, in small towns, double your number, running around screaming, demanding everything. And then just beating people up, carjacking, with the loving liberal media going, how dear, how sweet, behave yourself, roll out the red carpet. And the same thing's being done here. And Donald Trump says there's a lot of criminals fleeing justice in Latin America coming up here, which is a fact. And they're like, how dare you? It's out. How dare you not take forced inoculations? How dare you use the word mother or father? How dare you have a fireplace? How dare you have the wrong light bulbs? How dare you have the wrong toilet? How dare you spank your children? How dare you go to church? How dare you not fill out the gay marriage license? How dare you? How dare you? And, you know, the brother of Madonna came out who's gay, and a gay rights activist, and said, man, this is real tyranny. Some other clerk would do that. We need to let people have their religious views. He goes, it's weird. He goes, no one makes Muslims take their headdresses off when they fly. Everybody else has to. And he goes, this is the country that allows people to be free. What's going on here? We have to let someone for their religious views do something like that. Because, you know, there are gay people out there that aren't tyrants. But why does the gay community want want to teach our five-year-olds how to be girls if they're boys, and because it's all just psychological warfare. It's all setting the precedent. You can do whatever you want, however you want. Now, Paul Watson, you got 6 minutes in this segment, six in the next. You've got the floor. I want you to start over and break down how huge this is. But undoubtedly, do you concur with me that the globalists on financial collapse, economic warfare, open borders, globalism, they have decided, because their program's failing, to just drop the hammer with total criminality, the Pope lecturing everyone to take illegals into your homes, but he won't take them into his home. I mean, this, they are making their move, Paul. If we take in 800,000 in just 9 months into Germany alone, 3 million into Europe, 500,000 in the UK this year we know of, it sets the precedent and then encourages the next wave. The last wave was a couple hundred thousand. Now it's millions. The next is going to be 10 millions. And the police stand down as they take over the trains, as they take over the ships. Everyone salutes, loads them on, and brings them in. And the Germans are, do as you are told, submit to them. I mean, this is getting insane. Paul Watson, what is going on? Break it down.
Well, why are governments inviting these, quote, migrants in? Why are they rolling out the red carpet? It's because they know once they settle, and they're talking about 800,000 just by the end of this year in Germany, 500,000 every year after that. By the time they settle down, become naturalized citizens, they have children who become naturalized citizens, you create a huge voting block which votes for a bigger welfare state.
And they have six kids on average. I mean, let's just talk about the facts.
Yeah, which is promoted by these left-wing governments. So that's why it's in their interest to bring in huge numbers of people who have no concept of freedom, have no concept of treating women as first-class citizens, have no concept of, you know, civic responsibility. They just want the welfare money. That's why they're not staying in countries like Hungary, like Italy, because they're not showering them with free cash. They're fleeing to Sweden. They're fleeing to Germany. They'll soon be fleeing to the United Kingdom because they're going to get free money, which again proves that they're not refugees. The definition of a refugee is fleeing from danger. These people are already in safe countries. They're economic migrants. Take the young Syrian boy that drowned, for example, which was obviously tragic. But that has been completely embellished, twisted and manipulated for political propaganda to say, oh, we have to be, you know, we have to have feelings and allow all these people in. They took that boy and basically dressed him up, flattened down his hair, moved him from one place which wasn't photogenic because he was stuck underneath a rock, put him on the beach, took pictures of him there, took pictures of him in other places.
That's a crime.
His family was already in Turkey. They weren't coming from Syria. They were already safe in Turkey. They were fleeing as economic migrants. So, yes, it's incredibly tragic. But why are we being manipulated to think that this young boy died as a result of the West's immigration laws when his family was safe, relatively wealthy for the region? They had relatives in Canada as well. And they staged the body so they could get the best photo for the emotional manipulation.
Just like the babies in the incubators.
Yeah, they always use dead kids to rest their propaganda on. Then you had the guy and his wife and young child in Hungary. You know, they were on the train tracks wailing and crying. We saw those photos in the newspapers. What you didn't see in the video moments before that was that he physically pushed his wife and kids onto the rail track to create that photo op of look at these poor, desperate immigrants when he created that situation with the police in the first place. So we're being completely manipulated. And again, 90% of these migrants are claiming to be Syrian, and they can't prove it. You've got Syrians coming out in the New York Times today who said, an actual Syrian migrant, I am Syrian, a real Syrian. Here we have Pakistanis, Afghanis, Iraqis. They all throw away their papers and claim to be Syrian. So they're finding all these discarded ID cards from Pakistanis and Bangladeshis in places like Macedonia. Because they're not refugees, they're economic migrants. They're not fleeing from ISIS. They're not fleeing from war or persecution. They're fleeing to get benefits and to get a higher standard of living, which we're going to have to pay for as taxpayers, while Gulf states like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates take zero refugees, despite many of those countries being directly involved in funding and arming the jihadist rebels in Syria who went on to join ISIS that caused this problem in the first place. So it's all about imposing this on the West. The European governments have rolled out the red carpet to get that power back in the hands of the EU, because the EU is being rejected continent-wide for the past three,
That's right.
years.
Stay there. These people being brought in are nothing but socialist mercenaries in the Cloward Piven strategy, and it just shows you the hardcore evil of the people running our government.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What happened this morning, Alex Jones here back live, is I stayed up last night doing research. I was up till like 11 with Buckley shooting videos. And then I was up till about 1 doing research. And then I got up again this morning and looked at all the news, and I read this L.A. Times article where they just flat out say we're going to close half the roads and I'm going to let robot cars on them. I know the whole backstory of that. So it's not just they're going to close the roads. I know the whole story and how Rahm Emanuel's brother's making billions off of it and how it's all a scam. And we're just being conquered. I mean, if they can foist Obamacare on us, owned by foreign banks, to double and triple prices, well, of course they're going to just bring in giant hordes of illegals. I mean, I used to hear 6-7 years ago the right wing claim that Muslims were telling British people, you know, to not have their women wear dresses or whatever that were above the knee. And now I've basically been in England and seen it for myself. It's that Westerners are so passive now and so wimpy that foreigners just literally think we're here to serve them. And I've been in England before just videotaping Big Ben. This is actually on tape. And this guy comes over, a Muslim guy in his car with his family, gets out and says, "Don't tape me. What are you doing taping me?" And I guess he thought I was going to cower down, and I just started yelling at him. I told him, "Go to hell." I said, "I'll do whatever I want." But it's just, Paul, you live in England. You live under this. I'm not even against these people, except they've been encouraged and pushed that we somehow owe them. It's the entitlement. I can't go to Saudi Arabia and get something free. If I go preach the gospel there, I'll be executed. Why is it that the people running us hate our tolerance and that we're so good, tell us we're so bad? Yeah, I'm not even upset now when I watch MSNBC criticizing America and saying how bad we are and how bad Christians are. I just realized they're the most evil, collaborating filth I've ever seen in my life. I mean, who are these people, Paul Watson? I didn't know they stacked crap that high. I'm sorry.
Well, they're control freaks, and they know that if they bring in these hordes of immigrants who don't cherish liberty, have no history of it, have no interest in defending it, then they will vote for big government parties. So they will collect more power in the hand of these leftist collectivist parties the more of these people they bring in. People who have done the maths with this Germany situation say that once these 500,000 asylum seekers every single year are brought in, within a few decades, they're going to have like a quarter of the German population is going to be immigrants and sons and daughters of immigrants. So they're creating a huge voting block for these big government parties who are just going to vote for bigger and bigger government. And then big business loves it as well, of course, because they can get the cheap labor. They can drive down the wages of everybody else. So it benefits them in that way. And then you've got a situation with the media where it's all, oh, look at these poor Syrian families and these children. And undoubtedly some of them are, but they're not showing any of these videos. They're not talking about how on the border of Italy and Austria a couple of days ago, these migrants were yanking old ladies out of a car to steal the car so they could get to Germany.
Paul, we're going to do this. I've asked the crew to do it, but we're so busy we haven't. There are hundreds of videos at the tunnel and at the ferries from France with the robbing, the stealing, the carjacking, the beating, and the arrogant, crazy-eyed hatred of these illegals. Instead of feel bad, which I'm not saying they should, and feel like they're not culturally dominant or they're not wealthy, instead there's a hate of the West. You can see it in a lot of their eyes. And most of the immigrants I've seen so far from the Middle East are pretty cool, hardworking folks in my experience. This is a new wave. You live in it every day. Why is it so different?
Because they've not been assimilated. It's been so overwhelming. I mean, in the UK, net migration is now 300,000 a year. This is a tiny island country with 60 million population. And it's going so fast, there's no chance to assimilate them. So inevitably, they move into these Muslim ghettos, and then you get a situation like you've got in Sweden, where since the 70s, when they swung their doors wide open, rapes are up 1,400%. You get ambulances, fire trucks traveling into these Muslim ghetto areas. They have to leave because they just get pelted with stones and attacked. So you get this increasing balkanization because there's no time for them to assimilate into the culture. And our own leaders are basically committing national suicide and saying, you don't have to assimilate. There's no planning.
And it's being done as a socialist fetish to mutilate the West. They really hate the West. They really, liberals really want their daughters gang raped and sexually mutilated with bags on their heads. Gloria Steinem, all these people are literally the scum of the earth and enemies. I mean, I'm sorry. They really are consciously evil, Paul, and the opposite of liberals. How do we stop these fascist Satanists? I don't know what you call them. Let me come back. I mean, these people are the enemy. Final segment. Paul Lewis, 5 more minutes. Huge Yardage coming in with breaking news. I'm settling down some now. I mean, I haven't even covered the news yet. It is just the robot cars are coming. It's all been announced. They're going to tax you by the mile, raise your insurance where you can't even have a car. They're going to take all your jobs away. I mean, it's just hellish.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Shooter Jennings bringing us in. He made this music, and partly for us. Stephen King did the voiceovers, and it's in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Really great. That's a good film, but I'd like to use some of his music in another upcoming film. Well, we can now see the clear plan to bring down the West and the rest of the world. I'm not against the third world. I want to help the third world, so I'm fighting carbon taxes that will kill a billion people in the next decade, many estimates show. And as the third world collapses, as I've been telling you for years, huge migrant waves will hit and will be used to destabilize things further. Then in the next phase, they're going to build armored walls around and not let these people in. They're only bringing in enough to checkmate the voting blocks and create balkanization. It's a management strategy. Then once that's done, you're going to see mega plagues hit the third world, and more than 80% of them will be killed. I'd rather industrialize folks, get their birth rate down to 1.5 like it is in the West, or 2.1 replacement rate, and us all live in peace. That's not the globalist plan. I am a worldwide expert on it. I've made films. I've written books. I've interviewed all the experts. This is not hyperbole. You didn't tune into a science fiction movie. We know what's coming. We told you forced inoculation was coming. It's here. We told you robot cars taking over the roads and half the roads being given to them at first. It's been announced today. We told you all of this. We told you the Chinese would start dumping treasury notes and be covering that in the next hour. That's happening. I'm not bragging. There's a major conservative dissent brewing inside the Vatican. Now that the Vatican is coming out basically promoting abortion, global government and communism and carbon taxes. It is an epic time. I want to get Paul Watson's final comments on this. But just to see these governments against the will of the people, Europe's voted 80-plus percent across the board to stop bringing in huge numbers of illegals. They're attacking police everywhere. They're burning down major cities. But it's the same stratagem here with inner-city blacks and other, quote, minorities getting foundation manipulated to do the same thing. Or they'll use white supremacist extremists, if they're the majority in an area of Ukraine, to overthrow the government there. It's outside globalists using whatever social problems they've got to do that. I mean, it's like I'm not against pro-Western, historically pro-German Western Ukrainians. I get that the Russians did bad stuff to them, that Lenin and Stalin did. Doesn't matter. George Soros comes in, manipulates you, puts you in power to bring your whole country down. I'm against it. I mean, it doesn't mean I don't get the other cultural issues. I tried to stop the takedown of the Middle East when they kicked out Mubarak and all these other leaders that were working with us. And then they started blowing up all the churches and sending giant hordes of illegals in. Egypt's been allied with the U.S. for 36 years. They now work with the Russians. We lost Egypt. They were able to throw the al-Qaeda forces out. And Egypt's so freaked out, they got all the documents that Obama, through his cousin, was running the operations. Obama's not just some guy watching ESPN, folks. So let's get that straight. I used to think he was more of a front man. No, he's a mastermind, like Lex Luthor or something. I mean, this is like a comic book villain type stuff we're seeing. This is the kind of stuff you'd imagine, you know, Cobra Commander and Destro would pull. But you got to realize that's art imitating life. This is what's happened before historically. I want to get Paul Watson's final comments before we shift gears into some other news, the economic news, you name it. The numbers are in. China, in a month alone, dumped $94 billion in U.S. treasuries in 1 month. Goldman argues real figure might have been $115 billion. I mean, man. Let's go to Anthony Gucciardi to get his take on the open borders, on what's happening. You've got family in Italy. I didn't even tell you I was going to spring this on you. You want to share with them what it's like living at the hands of the precious illegals?
Well, I think people are losing their sanity, and I understand the humanitarian part of it, saying I want to help all these people because they're starving or whatever and they've been oppressed. I understand all that. But we've lost our sanity, I think, when we start saying just open all the borders and let everyone in. Because, yes, I do have family in Italy, and they tell me that one of the biggest things there is the gypsies. And they live in a nice house in Rome area, but they had to put bars on all their windows because when they would leave or in the middle of the night, they would either throw bricks through the windows and try to get in and steal any electronic they could, or they use tactics like, this is horribly messed up, but they'll have a kid and they'll like burn the kid on purpose. So the kid has a real bad burn on his arm or something and say, hey, please, will you help my child? Please help my child. And then you let them into your house and they basically just beat you up and take your stuff.
Well, that's your
herpes. So there's a lot of insanity out there, and people forget, unfortunately, history. They forget history, and they also forget that people have a large degree of evil that they can do as well, because we feel bad for a lot of these people. I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're...
No other country does this. The West, because it's Christian, does, and the socialists are laughing at us because they're allied with these groups.
It's like that new...
But I'm not going to have a bunch of radical Muslims run around and try to attack my daughters and then go, thank you, while the feminists stand around going, good. You know, I mean, it's sick.
This new show on Netflix called Narcos is actually really good. It's about Pablo Escobar. And basically they figure out, well, selling all these drugs in Colombia doesn't make much money. If we just destroy the United States and bring it to Miami, we'll make so much more money. And those stupid gringos, they'll let us come in there and do anything we want. They won't even check us. We just walk across the border. And that's how he was making $40 million a day, because they realized they could jack the prices up, sell it to the stupid Americans, and just bring in truckloads of it. They would just pad their suits with it.
Sure. I mean, I'll say this. Give Europe and the West, because I don't like seeing any country destroyed. You know, I feel for the Japanese with their reactors melting down. But if Japan went totally radioactive and was uninhabitable, I'd say let, you know, 20% of the Japanese come over here and then other people take them. Because they've got jobs, they want to work hard, they want to assimilate. I'm sorry, we can't take people from old world, third world countries where they were in dirt villages and you chop women's genitals off. We can't take 50 million of them. I'm sorry.
Well, I've seen the African immigrants too to different countries, and they have signs like, get rid of your law. We want special privileges. We want welfare. We want all this stuff. It's like they're not even coming in saying, hey, can we please come to your country? They're like, give us everything now. That's the attitude. They're not coming in saying, hey, we'll do whatever. We'll work as much as we... No, no. You ruined us. We want everything you have. That's the attitude.
And that's the whole liberal sales job that the West ruined them when it was globalist corporations that are ruining everything. And they're the ones screwing us over.
That's right. We've lost our sanity as a country, as a society, as a planet. We've completely lost our sanity, and we're going to pay for it.
Well, the elite are committing suicide. They think they're suiciding the West. They think they're getting rid of the ladder where middle class could come up and new elites could threaten them. They think they're sewing things up with an age of ignorance when they're in basically Elysium bases, offshore, underground, and in controlled reservations. They're not going to be immune from this. I mean, this is insane, and it's not helping the third world. And if they had, like, some type of free hydrogen power base, you could give money nationally to build reactors in Africa and have real programs and entrepreneur programs to go over there and build up Africa and then make money with these people, I'd be all for it.
Yeah, why don't they push that? Why is it that all these immigrants need to be accepted by every other country? Why can't we actually perform industry in places like Africa, different Africa?
Because globalism doesn't allow that. If they keep them in squalor, they'll never develop and you get everything cheap. It's totally cutthroat. The globalists know to go with the most evil plan they can, just exempt themselves, and they'll win. That's why whatever the worst, most evil thing is, they'll do it. I mean, I studied the New World Order for 25 years, 23 intensely, 20 on air. And, Anthony, I just cannot believe how they got it all thought out. Then I'll read a book by Brzezinski or somebody, and I'm reading stuff, and I know what the next paragraph's going to be because I've already studied it so much. I'm like in their head. They admit all this. Brzezinski wrote a book admitting how our government funded the Khmer Rouge to call 30% of the public. He made a joke. He goes, but I can't get in trouble because I had the Khmer Rouge did it, and giggles, basically, in the article. I mean, it's just like, what? Why?
The debate is over. I mean, we're all arguing about tax rates and all this kind of stuff as the major corporations pay no tax. They get everything made in China in places with suicide nets because the workers want to kill themselves for being paid one penny a day, like Apple using Foxconn. And then we are told that we're bad and that we need to let all the immigrants in and pay for them, and we're horrible people, as they lord over us and laugh at us. Don't pay tax.
Steve Jobs was a complete monster and wanted slave labor and wouldn't let his kids have iPads and admitted it was the brain damage to the public.
Had a kid and paid the woman $500 after trying to sue her in welfare. It's just such insanity.
They would spend months in depositions and stuff not to pay somebody money.
Yeah, like $500.
He's worth billions. I mean, these people...
But then we're bad, though. We're the bad ones. And it's okay, though, because
the Rockefellers and the Gettys would have payphones in their houses and wouldn't let their guests use a telephone. But then we're not paying enough. Warren Buffett basically pays nothing. And then lobbies all day to have taxes raised, but he's exempt.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a monster pig. He is a monster demon.
But do you see, they turned the debate around on us, though. Because now, Alex, you're bad because you don't want to let immigrants flood into your country. And you're bad because...
Well, I mean, I want skilled immigrants. I don't care what color somebody is. But, man, let me tell you, radical Islam is telling me my wife's got to wear a hood over her head and can't drive a car. And my kids, you know, have to do what they say. And I can't listen to rock and roll if I want. Blah, blah, blah. And it's the left promoting these people coming in, but the left tells me I can't say boy or girl.
Right.
I mean, it's freakish. It's Freakville.
And they disregard their moral obligations to help these people in ways that matter, which we just covered. That'll never be done. But notice the debate is not about that. It's not about why don't we bring industry to Africa. It's why are we bad? They have flipped the debate 100%, and they have succeeded in doing so. And you're highlighting it right now. They have turned it on us. It's about
That's right.
us now.
Paul Joseph Watson, incredible job. I want to let you get back to writing articles and covering things. Other tidbits of this we haven't covered. Is there any way most countries didn't vote to be part of the EU? The UK didn't get to vote. You got major buildup to have a vote, get out of the EU. The EU is going into total tyranny. They're admitting in mainstream news, the Telegraph today, that the EU is using this to become a super state and remove any sovereignty and to become a dictatorship. So we see that the end game of this. Is there any way to stop it? I mean, can't people in government in Europe just stop complying? Why do the leftists that control government enjoy destroying themselves? I don't understand it.
I think it's actually a kind of fetish, Alex. I think it's, I mean, we've had this term cuckservative over the past couple of months. This is political cuckolding, if you look into that. I don't want to get into it too deeply because it's probably not family friendly, but I think it's
it's a form of domination. It is a sick fetish. It's funny you said that.
Yeah. But I think wider solutions. The good news is the most recent poll for the first time has found that the majority of British citizens are going to vote to get out of the EU. Past 3 years, we've had massive rejection of the EU. If that continues, we're going to get control back over our national border and immigration policies to a greater extent. So that's good news if we can carry on that course. Geopolitically, let's stop overthrowing secular governments in the Middle East and replacing them with jihadist radical Islamists, which is what caused this refugee crisis in the first place. How about that for a good idea? And then domestically, it's just about, you know, I'm not ashamed to be proud of where I was born and where I come from. I'm not ashamed of the Enlightenment. I'm not ashamed of the Industrial Revolution. I'm not ashamed of the Magna Carta. I'm not ashamed of freedom and liberty. So it's just about reasserting those principles, voting on those principles while we've still got the chance to do it in the face of these mass hordes of migrants that are going to vote for bigger government. And the solution lies in that. So there's still hope yet, but obviously, you know, you had Paulson the other day. You should probably play the video. Wealth inequality is what has caused much of this unrest, not only in America, but across the world. He was laughing. He was up at a meeting with Sheryl Sandberg and these other CEOs saying, we increased the wealth gap. We increased wealth inequality while laughing his head off at it. So, again, they're bragging about it. They're laughing about it, as you said. So it's about pointing out who's behind it. Voting to reject this EU tyranny, which has brought in this imposed multiculturalism. And eventually, I think there's just going to be a clash of civilizations. I think, you know, it might not be for 10, 20, 30 years, but that's the only way it's going to figure itself out in the end, I'm afraid.
Well, it's a couple years, Paul. Everything is accelerating. Things compact historically, but definitely this is going to be an interesting time to be alive. Last week, I went and saw a film, not knowing I'm in it. That's one... some Sundance Awards and others. It's The Best of Enemies. William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal. And, of course, I knew Gore Vidal. He was a frequent guest on the show. And I didn't agree with a lot of his politics, but he liked the fact that I exposed that 9/11 was an inside job. So I interviewed him in person 6 or 7 times on radio. But I tell you, the guy that comes out as the good guy is William F. Buckley in that movie. But in it, Gore Vidal's playing a money war and class envy with William F. Buckley in this debate. And Buckley's like, you're worth 10 times more money than me. My family actually made its money. You've been given your money. But I mean, and that's what he said in the actual debate. I went and watched more of it. They didn't even show that in the film. But Buckley's just amazed at all this. And he then expands on it. But Gore Vidal's like, we've got 7% of the public that's got 38% or something like that. It was like 6-7% has almost 40% of the wealth. And that's wrong. We need to redistribute it. Well, under the redistribution, we got 1% with like 80% of it. But they act like that 1% of these rich people, no, most of the 1% are worth $150,000, $200,000 a year. That's the person that gets their hair done, their nails done, buys a car, buys a boat, goes to your restaurant. I mean, we want to make that bigger.
They switched it that you're bad, not they're bad, not the 0.001% that actually controls and runs everything.
Well, it's worse than that. We did the math. It's 0.00000024.
Right. So it's like
they're the ones that have most of the wealth, and they're the ones all calling for socialism.
but you're bad, and the plumber that makes $150,000 a year that works 16 hours
a day. He's got four guys working for him. Took him 20 years of quality with the right people to have the clientele.
Loot his house. He's horrible. No, it's all a distraction. Just like the corporations pay no tax, those people, the 0.00002% or whatever, they don't pay any tax. They control tons of stuff. They do horrible things. And then they make the 1%, which is the plumber that has poor people working for him. And it's his family business. He's run it for 30 years, and he finally has a little nest egg.
Get rid of him. Loot his house. How dare he have money?
Money can be good.
Money is what helps other people. That's what America was all about. It's why you want to come here. Now it's not. Paul Watson, great job. We will continue to see your reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Your latest report is on DrugReport.com. Good to have you back from your investigation. Godspeed.
Thanks, Alex.
There goes Paul Joseph Watson. More and more, I just have him ride shotgun with me where we go back and forth. I talk 5 minutes, he talks 5 minutes. And you know, that's why I'm getting more you guys, the riders, in here on the air. You've got some health news we're going to get to in the next break. We got McAfee popping in. I talked to him last night. He's an interesting announcement. So we got John McAfee joining us. I'm going to skip this network break, but the last one I'm skipping this week. I am not going to skip more breaks this week. I'm going to get good about this, but I've gotten behind today, so I'm going to do it. Before we get into this huge health news, some of it really interesting and ties into the deindustrialization and the globalist plan and why they want to do that. This is a key piece of intel. Let's talk about Knockout, because this is one from one of the largest organic manufacturers in the country. They said, yeah, usually people just put melatonin or valerian together. Max, we put eight different things with that in. This isn't sluggish when you wake up in the morning. But I took it when I went to Europe. I've taken it when I go on other trips, when I can't fall asleep on a plane. I take it, an hour later, I just want to go to sleep. And I ended up sleeping on the way back from Europe 8 hours. I've never on a transcontinental flight been able to sleep more than 2-3 hours. And I've taken pills before just to see what they do. Feel horrible for 6 hours after I wake up, groggy. Tell folks, Anthony Gucciardi, because Knockout just came back in today. The truck arrived this morning from the lab. And we got a larger amount of it this time because it sold out in just a few days, and we got a smaller quantity. Tell people, and we've got rave reviews. Folks can see the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, how important sleep is. It's linked to getting cancer. It's linked to being angry. It's linked to having health problems, aging. But the drugs, the sleeping pills and things, don't give you real deep sleep, folks. Look it up. Natural valerian root and things like melatonin, L-tryptophan, chamomile flower extract, lemon balm, leaf extract, hops flower extract, L-theanine and others, gamma acid and other things, absolutely works with your brain to just get you to turn loose and have deep, restful, delicious sleep. That's why I've had so much energy. Tell folks about Knockout Anthony.
Well, I know you're excited to have it back because you ask every single day if it's back because you're out of your bottle. But, yeah, so most people are catching on to the reality that melatonin is what you need. And it just came out today, actually, in the news. I believe I did print it here. Yes. Light from smartphones and tablets affects melatonin levels.
That's what we've always told you. It eats your brain.
Right. So this is out, actually, this weekend.
It's New York Times.
Research offers, a compelling reason for parents to ban smartphones, tablets, and laptops in their children's bedroom at night. The bright light of these devices may lower levels of melatonin, a hormone that prompts sleep. So really all light, though. But this is right in your face before you go to bed.
Well, it's artificial LED style. It's very toxic.
You're on your phone. You're on your iPad. You're on your Kindle, whatever. It's emitting light into your brain. And your body says, oh, it's still light out. I don't need to go to sleep. And that's why light pollution is such a big issue. If you're sleeping with the lights on, your melatonin production is drastically destroyed, especially when you sleep with lights on. Because you want complete darkness. And if you're not getting complete darkness, you're not going to get that restful sleep. So here's the thing, though. People are catching on, and they're taking melatonin. Here's an article today as well. Students gaining taste for melatonin supplements to combat fatigue. Many students in institutes of higher learning suffer from sleep deprivation and blah, blah, blah.
And again, because the gut is so bad, you're not producing enough of it in the stomach for the brain.
Yep, and that's linked up in this study from today. Study, too little sleep increases your risk of catching a cold. It's all linked up to your immune system. But, melatonin works for a lot of people. Doesn't work for everybody.
Well, what the studies have found, because I've done deep research on this, so have you. We've had scientists and brain doctors, you name it, on. It stops working after a while.
Right.
That's why you've got to fuse it with exercise, with having a dark room, with having a fan on or white noise, and something like knockout.
Valerian root extract, because we know that, I mean, melatonin is excellent. It's a base ingredient.
Gotta have it.
But we knew that we wanted to have a more complete profile on this product, not just melatonin. I mean, you could get melatonin for pretty much the same price, but this has multiple ingredients like valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf.
This has a good dose. Most of the pills out there are 3 milligrams. Ours is 3 milligrams of melatonin. L-tryptophan, 15 milligrams. That's what's in turkey. That's what a big meat meal makes you sleepy. Calomel root extract, 18 milligrams. Lemon balm, 45 milligrams. Valerian root, 30 milligrams. L-theanine, 100 milligrams. I mean, this is a strong dose.
And here's the cool thing, too, though. Melatonin, we have pure melatonin in it. But then L-tryptophan, what people don't understand, oh, I take it and I get sleepy. That's because it naturally converts into melatonin, right? So we have another layer there of L-tryptophan that's going to be converted by your body naturally into the melatonin that you need. And then the valerian root extract, I mean, that's used as far back as Greece and Rome. The Greek physician Galen dubbed the valerian root as a remedy for his sleeplessness and insomnia. So this has been used forever. We're just taking all the things that are known to work.
And listen, I went to the store. This is about 2 years ago. And I said, I want to sleep aid. I want to sleep aid. I've been to Whole Foods. Everything has one ingredient or maybe two. Why don't they fuse it all? Because I was sitting there with my kids some nights. If, you know, they'd eaten some sugar too late or whatever. Give them a couple different pills. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to give them one thing.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. It's just one deal. It's very affordable, very low cost. A bottle of melatonin is the cost of this, and the melatonin I have at home is 3 milligrams.
Yeah, I know. And this has a ton of more stuff. It's because people don't want to pay the price to make a good product and then sell it and not get that good of a markup.
And tell folks how much it is. We'll put it up on screen.
It is, I believe, as of right now, let's pull it up on screen because I want to make sure we give people
$19.95.
$19.95 is the discounted price.
A bottle of valerian root is between $15 and $20. A bottle of melatonin between $15 and $20. I mean, again, this has got everything right there. You save money.
And the reason I waited for the price is you actually decided to still give them the discounted price, even though it just came in. It's been sold out for a month plus. So you get it right now for $19.95 on InfoWarsLife.com.
That's right, and the little bit of profit we make, because again, we go to these companies and something's costing us $6, $7, $8 a bottle. They go, we're glad you're doing this. No one else does it. If something costs $8 a bottle, you sell it for $30 or $40. Most people sell stuff for $19.95 that cost them $2 a bottle.
Yeah, or less.
Okay, you have to understand, folks. Something like Supermel Vitality is costing me $20. Now there's still markup there. We got to fund the operation. But, I mean, I want to, you know, have markup, be able to fund things, but really give you the Rolls Royce because that's what I want. I take my own products. And it's shocking that there really aren't a lot of companies out there that do it. Some groups that do are InfoWarsHealth.com. The longevity line is excellent. I haven't taken all their 400-plus products, but I know they have neurotic-level safety standards and quality and are a huge company around 19 years now. And so I'm involved with them. I promote InfoWarsHealth.com. When you purchase longevity products there, it helps fund our operation as well. But our products, we only have 14 of them, are game changers. Game changers. Briefly, Anthony, I'll do 5 more minutes with you to cover this other news before Mr. McAfee joins us. We also are going to sell out of the Liver Shield. Again, very hard to make, very hard to get the herbs. I don't want to change the formula. Group was here this week, but we may have to because we just can't get some.
It's going to be out within probably the next few days or at the end of this week, for sure.
Well, there's only like 1,000 bottles left. It'll be gone today.
I almost don't even want to promote it. It'll be gone immediately.
Sure. The point is, that's how good our stuff is. We'd rather just have it for you. How long till the cleanse runs out?
Deep Cleanse is selling out probably this week. And it's funny because... I mean, how many times do we try? We try and get as much as we can, but we're not going to sacrifice the quality. So it just comes in, it sells out for like 2 months, and we get more. We're trying to get more in, but we're just not going to sacrifice the quality. We're not going to go down in the...
And I'll be honest. I've talked to 3 different manufacturers. Group's just one of them. And they said, if you want this quality, sorry. Because they want to sell it to us, too.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm not trying to cut corners. Can we place it with something else? And we just haven't been able to. So that's why this stuff sold out, almost all our products. Because it's hard to get wet herbs that are from organic areas and then have them triple tested as we do. I mean, most of our products, I think all of them, are above California standards, which other people can't even do. So, I mean, you've got a commitment from us to give you the highest quality we can. Plus, we have a lot of enemies, so they help us keep the quality up as well. 888-253-3139 to call to answer all your questions. We're going to start the third hour. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.